you Americans and your allies. Armed Forces Radio brings you a special rebroadcast with Victor Young and the orchestra, the Ken Darby Singers, John Nesbitt, and America's beloved baritone, John Charles Thomas.
Deer and the antelope play.
Hello, dear friends. This is John Charles Thomas. Well, here we are again with another half hour of song, story, and music for you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. For story, we have John Nesbitt, one of America's best. For music, there's Victor Young and the orchestra, and for song, the Ken Darby Chorus and myself. And now, Vic, with the preliminaries over, let's get started.
I'll get it started with the stirring song whose words were written by the poet Thomas Moore, the minstrel boy.
To the war is gone. In the ranks of death you'll find him. His father's sword he has girded on, and his wild heart flung behind him. Land of song, said the warrior bard, all the world to raise. One sword at least thy right shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise thee. Fell, but the foeman's chain could not bring that proud soul under. The heart he loved never spoke again, for he tore its cords asunder and said, no chain shall sully thee, thou soul of love and bravery. Thy bones were made for the pure and free. They shall never sound in
Moskowski was a Polish composer who attained most of his fame by writing, strangely enough, Spanish music. But he also wrote a very popular waltz, which seems to be neither Polish nor Spanish, but American. Victor Young is going to play it for you now. Thank you. Stephen Foster. He was born July 4th, 1826, in what is now Pittsburgh. I'd like to sing one of his songs today, The Lovely Gentle Annie.
Flower, thy spirit did depart. Thou art gone, alas, like the many that have bloomed in the summer of my heart. Shall we nevermore behold thee, never hear thy winning voice again? When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wild flowers are scattered o'er the plain. I ponder, kneel the silent spot where thou art laid, and my heart bows down when I wander by the streams and the meadows where we strayed. Shall we never hear thy winning voice again? When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wild flowers are scattered o'er the plain.
Of the late George M. Cohan is associated in the minds of most of us, I think, with Americanism. That was the theme of many of his plays and songs, and Ken Darby has combined one of his best songs, You're a Grand Old Flag, with America the Beautiful for today's presentation with the chorus.
And forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. To old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag. You're a grand old flag, you're a high flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. Should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag. Waves of grain, for purple mountains
Victor Young has turned to the music from One Touch of Venus for his next selection with our orchestra. It's a haunting song by Kurt Weill and Ogden Nash. Speak Low.
He was a shabby-looking old fellow, and he worked in a little cubbyhole down in the basement of the Department of Interior building in Washington. His job was copying letters, filing papers, stooping down over a pile of reports all day and all week and all year, year in and year out, from 1863 to 1873. He was a funny-looking sort of office clerk. He had a huge gray beard, and he didn't get a haircut more than once every summer. And he had piercing blue eyes that were ice clear. And he looked at you through his bushy brows as if he weren't a government clerk at all, but some kind of an old-time warrior in disguise. He had written a book in his spare time at nights. It was about America. And when his boss, Secretary of Interior Harlan, read it, he fired the clerk out of his job. The book seemed to Harlan to be a crazy affair, because, you see, the old clerk talked in it as if the United States were a living person, as if you could put your arms around all the people and the rivers and the plains and the mountains and the deserts and hug them against your heart. So the clerk got the gate, and later he went around to the bookstores to see if any copies of his writings had sold. Not very well. Perhaps 100 of the books, maybe less. And yet the day came when tens of thousands of copies of that book were printed and sold, and you could hardly listen to your radio without hearing its lines ringing out into the room. and nearly everyone knows his name now, Walt Whitman. And what were the words that the old gray clerk wrote down in this book that were so deathless and exciting? Well, nothing very clear exactly. Because maybe no man can talk very clearly about something that is rooted in his heart. For what Walt Whitman was writing was a love song to the whole North American continent. Like this, for example. Who are you, indeed, who would talk or sing of America? What is this you bring to America? Is it something that's been better told or done before? Has it dangled long at the heels of poets and politicians of enemies' lands? Do you still assume that what is notoriously gone is still here? Does what you bring to America meet modern discoveries, calibers, nature, face to face? Do you see what finally befalls and has always befallen to each temporizer, hatcher, alarmist who has ever asked anything of America? Do you really leave all feudal process and poems behind you and assume the poems and process of democracy? Are you really strong? Are you really of the whole people? Have you studied out the physiology, politics, geography, pride, freedom, and friendship of this land? Are you through with criticisms of life and ready for life itself? Behold America, all occupations, duties broad and close, the old, old practical burdens, interests, joys, the family, parentage, childhood, husband and wife, the house comforts, the house itself and all its belongings, with latest connections, works, the intertransportation of the world, steam power, the great express lines, gas, petroleum, these triumphs of our time, this earth spanned with iron rails, with lines of steamships threading every sea, with victory on thy left, and at thy right hand law, thou, Union, holding all, fusing, absorbing, tolerating all, thee ever thee I sing. Behold, America, mark the spirit of invention everywhere, thy rapid patents, thy continual workshops, foundries, risen or rising. See from their chimneys how the tall flame fires stream. Mark thy interminable farms, north, south, thy limitless crops, grass, wheat, sugar, oil, corn, rice, hemp and hops, thy barns all filled, the endless freight train and the bulging storehouse, the grapes that ripen on thy vines, the apples in thy orchards, thy incalculable lumber, beef, pork, potatoes, coal, gold and silver, the inexhaustible iron in thy mines, all thine, O sacred Union. I see flashing that this America is only you and me. Its power, weapons, testimony are you and me. Its crimes, lies, thefts, defections are you and me. Its Congress is you and me. The officers, capitals, armies, ships are you and me. Freedom, language, poems, employments are you and me. Past, present, future are you and me. De democracy, while weapons were everywhere aimed at your breast, I saw you serenely give birth to immortal children. Saw in dreams your dilating form, saw you with spreading mantle covering the world.
Thank you, John Nesbitt. That really came off, Vic. There's a story that the great bandmaster Sousa was a Spanish immigrant named Filipso, and that his baggage, when sent to this country, was marked John Filipso, USA. Someone garbled it, added the USA to his name, and it became John Philip Sousa. The truth is, he was born in our country's capital, Washington, D.C., and was just as an American as the music he bequeathed to us. Here's his great march, The Stars and Stripes Forever. Now to close the grand old hymn, Faith of Our Fathers.
Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whene'er we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee. Faith
And through the truth that comes from God, mankind shall then indeed be free.
Dear friends, we have sung our last song until our next visit with you 1 week from now. Speaking for Vic and Ken and the boys, I say we have enjoyed being with you. And so until next week at this same time, this is John Charles Thomas saying goodbye and God bless.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.